Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to the new channel. It's Red Men News, and it is our very first show over here. It's Monday, the 8th of July, and once again, we are backed by Unibet. And as always, if today's transfers doesn't sate that appetite of yours, then please go over to the Unibet blog. Ross Chanley's got an incredible article over there that we've talked about. There's loads of other great writers, including the Anfield Rap's Gareth Roberts. Breaking news all the time over there. Link in the description, link in the comments. We'll get into it then. Inter on alert as Leo President confirmed Liverpool interest in Nicolas Pepe. Pepe. How are you? What are you going with?
I'm going with Pepe because I've been brought up on Pepe, who's Portuguese, so nothing to do with France, but Pepe nonetheless.
Okay. This is a player that Liverpool have been linked with. He seems to tick all the boxes for us, doesn't he? The president's been talking about it. There's been a guy on Twitter, a journalist, Mohamed Bouhazi, I think his name is, has been talking about it as well. Do you want Liverpool to be interested in Pepe?
Look. I think always with me, I don't know why, I just seem to have this mental block with the French league. It just doesn't excite me as much. But, I've seen his stats. Tom looked into them before. I've seen a few highlight reels, which can always be misleading. Don't get me wrong. But, he looks an exciting player.
They
can do it at the same time. Look, he's 24 years old, which is older than I thought he was, actually. I thought he was more 20-21. So he clearly is just about to go into the years that he's going to shine. He's had a couple of great seasons now where he's played consistently. I think, this could be another one of those players that we buy just at the right time and his form just goes through the roof in a Liverpool shirt.
That's perfect. I mean, look, we're on Calcio Mercato here, and the reason Calcio Mercato are reporting is because Inter are interested. But the president has said, I know they had contact with the player, but not with us. Liverpool in that position already has other players. Maybe someone can leave. It's true the Reds have had discussions with Nicolas's agents. Before the Cup of Africa, we had two offers. We'll see now. Its evaluation is between 40 and 80 million pounds. He's scored 22 times and assisted 11 times last season. He's got a 38 and 107 in total in League 1 for Lille, who finished second last season, I believe, behind PSG. Actually, this is Anfield, have done a really good one, a really good article on getting to know him, talk about how good he is at pressing, how good he is with the ball at his feet, where he can play. He can play a little bit up front, play on that right-hand side. Could we see Salah up front, Pepe on the right? Could we see Mane on the left, Firmino in the 10? There's loads of different variations, all covered at length in This Is Anfield. But what I particularly liked is Luis Campo talking about him. And this is actually Christopher Gaultier first. In Ligue 1, in terms of potential, he is right behind Neymar and Mbappe. Lille manager Christophe Gaultier recently told France Football. And the second quote, the man who scouted him for Lille, Luis Campo, added, the day is at a big club, he will kill everything and explode.
I like the sound of that.
Hopefully in a good way. Yeah. And that was kind of what you were talking about though, Ben, when you say, buying him at that, plucking him at that ripe age, where then, bang, he announces himself to world football. We've been told by David Maddock amongst other people that Liverpool aren't going to sign anyone big this summer. Getting a little bit of momentum behind this story though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a little bit more over the last few days. Obviously, there was quite a lot behind the Bruno Fernandes stuff, and that seems to have gone a bit quiet, and this story seems to be the main one at the moment. Though 40 to 80 million is one hell of a gap between those two prices. Yeah. So, obviously it depends what it depends what you're defining as a big signing these days. 40 million isn't massive, but he's close. He's closer now to 70, 80 million. That's the way the market is. A couple of years ago, you'd be going, what? A French winger, you wouldn't be paying 80 million for him, but that seems to be the going rate. If you end up with another Mo Salah on your hands, if you think about it now, what we've had for Mo Salah, you'd pay double what we paid for Mo Salah. So if you pay 80 million and you get a player who's providing similar numbers, who can play in the same team in a 4-2-3-1 as Mo Salah, then suddenly, you know, that's a hell of a lot more goals than
to add to that, if we play 4-3-3 and he gives rest to those other players, you know, you could see more out of the players that we've got. Liverpool have agreed to sign Premier League record-breaking midfielder Harvey Elliott, who was tapped by Barcelona, Real Madrid and PSG, has reportedly made the decision to go to Liverpool Football Club. Ben, we know a little bit about this guy, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I did a little bit of research this morning. He seems like a good young player. You know, obviously, he's learning his trade. He made his debut age 15 in the EFL Cup, which I find mental. Like, you're not even through your GCSEs. It's unbelievable. You know,
he was born in 2003.
I know.
Do you know what I was doing in 2003? Working full time.
That's mental.
Working full time, and he was born in 2003. That's crazy.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Unbelievable. Like, so obviously, you know, this is the point now where I'm starting to feel old with some of these players. Like you, God knows how you feel. I feel sorry for you. But I'm 20 years old, and suddenly my life is slipping through my fingers because there's 15-year-old players making debuts for Fulham.
I'm old enough to be his dad, genuinely. Oh. And I'm not even a young dad at the time. I'd be 21.
Wow, right, okay. That's a young dad.
But it's not like 16-year-old
no,
dad.
True.
You know what I mean? That's like legal. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, I'd be... Oh, my goodness.
He's young, isn't he?
He's proper young. Like.
But he seems to be exciting. He was described by the Mirror as somebody willing to take on a man, somebody willing to try the spectacular. But
not
also,
willing to have a haircut, though. Look at that.
No, he's got the man bun. It's very 2017. Very 2017.
I mean, is this what people who were born in 2003 are doing?
Even I wouldn't know. It's what are the kids doing these days? Eh? They're all into...
He's on Snapchat, defo, isn't he?
Snapchat, man buns and...
TikTok.
TikTok, laughing gas, all of them.
Whoa. They're the views of Ben Kelly and not of Red Men News.
I'm joking. No, of course not. he's a winger, but he plays narrow, which is obviously what we've seen from Mo Salah and Mane over the last few years. He plays as an inside forward. Because, when we play that 4-3-3, if you want to be pedantic about it, it can be seen as a 4-3-1-2 almost, you know, with how narrow the wingers play, with Firmino playing deeper. So he would be one of those two. Again, it's all about rotation, isn't it? You know, if you go for somebody like Nicolas Pepe and this guy, you've got the first teamer who can come in and rotate pretty much all the time, but then you've got an understudy to learn from those three guys as well, and you're building for the long-term future.
Really good. Liverpool could save himself £40 to £80 million in a few years by signing this guy. Joe Gomez has returned to pre-season early in a bid to regain his place. Now, this is brilliant, isn't it, Ben? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had the chance for an extended break, as you can see here, read LiverpoolFC.com. In fact, it's our mate Steor, who's written this. He was part of England's squad for the Nations League in June. Joe Gomez was offered the chance to take an extended break before returning to pre-season. He declined and decided to come back early. We obviously saw him second in the lactate test, to James Milner. This is brilliant. This shows that he respects what Joel Matip did at the end of the season in his absence, and he wants to fight for his place. And Jurgen Klopp, I'm sure, will be absolutely made up that Joe Gomez is coming back to fight for his place, as am I, and I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, I think that the word that comes to mind is just professional. You know, he said it's all about respecting what competition he's got in the squad now. Let's be honest, probably around Christmas time, he was probably thinking he had that second centre-half choice nailed down, and he was going to come back from his 6-week injury, and he was just going to walk back into the team. Not like that anymore, because Joel Matip had one hell of a second half of the season. Sets up a goal in the Champions League final. So, you know, he's got a lot to compete with. But I'm confident that he will eventually nail down that second choice spot. I think he will be the long term future of Van Dijk. But he's showing that he's taking it seriously. You know, he's still got a long way to go. There have been a few injuries so far during his time at Liverpool, but he's got such a long career ahead of him, and he's showing that he wants to get himself fit and get himself into that team. The Norwich place is up for grabs, isn't it? You know, when you think about right now, who you're starting against Norwich first night of the season, you know, it isn't completely clear whether you're starting Gomez or Matip.
I think Joel Matip deserves to be in there for the season that he had. Next story, Jurgen Klopp is eyeing up a move to bring Junior Firpo to Liverpool. Left back Liverpool looking eyeing up. I'm not sure whether I believe this one. I think it's probably a little bit of tosh, to be honest with you. After reaching the two Champions League finals, Klopp is keen on maintaining the level of competition in the current squad. Right now, they only have Scottish international Andy Robertson as a natural left-back. One of those options is Real Betis' Junior Firpo with a buyout clause of just €50 million. Just 50 million euros.
Pocket change down the back of the couch.
I mean, 50 million to back up Andy Robertson, yeah. Because, listen, I'm not being funny, and I don't know a lot about Junior Firpo, but I tell you this, he's not as good as Andy Robertson. So how I know this? Andy Robertson's the best left-back in the bloody world, and therefore I can't see that Liverpool would be looking to sign someone for close to £50 million or €50 million, whatever. If Liverpool are interested, 10, 15 mm-hmm. max. Yeah. And I just don't see them spending. You know, you've got James Milner sat there, got the option of Nathaniel Clyne if we choose to keep him this season. Can't see it. Let's move on to the next story. Striker arrives at Melwood today with Reds. Hopefully he'll pen terms. And as you can guess, it's Divock Origi. Liverpool want him to sign a new contract. It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, we could protect his value. His contract runs out at the end of next season. But ultimately, Ben, and I think this is where it comes from, we spoke about this at length on the Reds transfer roundup today. 45-minute show on over on the website, of course. He's a good player and one that improves our squad for having mm-hmm. him there.
Definitely, yeah. And look, who'd have thought we'd have been saying that 12 months ago when he arrived back at Liverpool? But like I say, we touched on it, as you say, in the show. The amount of important goals he's scored for us, the contribution he's made. For me, he deserves a new contract, but also the squad will benefit from having him in the contract. He seems to be loved within the squad as well as the fans. You know, for me, if we can keep him around at least another year, maybe even two, that, you know, I think the squad will benefit from that. There'll be games where we need him this season. Let's, you know, put
absolutely
it that way.
Agreed, 100%. Belgian journalist Christophe Terreur has said he's been promised a bigger role next season now Daniel Sturridge has left. They've offered him good money. I think he will sign a new deal for 4 or 5 years, and that is respected Belgian journalist Christophe Terreur said recently on Sky Sports Transfer Podcast. Great. Milner deal runs out end of the season. According to Liverpool Echo, Liverpool are keen to reward Milner with an extension to his current deal. I wonder if this one would have been so easy for us had Leeds been promoted, because there were rumours that he wanted to go back to his hometown club. As it stands, James Milner back in training, proving that age is only a number to him. Father time has not caught up yet with James Milner. This fella is a beast, and he's back in training, and he deserves a new contract as well.
Absolutely. Liverpool should be doing pretty much everything they can to keep him in this squad. I think he is, in one sense, the most valuable player in the squad. Obviously, you look at the likes of Van Dijk and the quality that they bring, but also in terms of experience, in terms of advice for the young kids, in terms of being a role model, James Milner, you can't get better than him. You can't. You know, we discussed it on the show before. You know, he's doing all the running on his holidays. You can tell he's aware that he's getting on a bit, and he's doing the extra stuff that he needs to do to keep himself in the best shape, because he knows how demanding these pre-season tests are. He knows how demanding a season in general under Jurgen Klopp is. But you know, think about the Champions League final. We're 20 minutes to go. You know, we're kind of losing the midfield battle a little bit. You bring on James Milner to shore up. That he can go anywhere in the squad, and I just think around the dressing room he's almost a priceless player, so I'd go that far.
I think anyone coming in first day of pre-season training, you might be a new guy, you might be somebody who's there, and you see James Milner putting that type of effort, and you think this is the difference between a club that doesn't win trophies and a Liverpool that does with James Milner. Stephen Gerrard has rejected Mike Ashley's approach to become the next Newcastle manager. Yeah, doesn't surprise me. Let's get into some of the comments then. So let's start. How many people are watching, first of all, Red Men News?
634.
Get in, you 634 beautiful bastards. I love that. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you for joining us on this, the very first Red Men News show. Si, have we got a nice little comment to get us going? Probably. On the very first story.
The first thing I got was someone saying, Ben, being on holiday, you're a bit red. He has indeed been on holiday.
I have been on holiday, yeah. I didn't think I was red, though. I tend to go brown, but it must be the lights. I'm not a tomato man, am I? Am I? A little bit?
No, no. You're fine. It's fine. It's clearly the cameras, and therefore it's size fault.
Well, you've got to bring out the red in the studio.
Is that what you've got to do? Yeah, right, okay. Can you bring out the six stars in the picture back there? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stars. What's that for again, Si?
6 European Cup wins. LFC 1892 says we defo aren't signing Pepe and Fernandez. That's too much money. I probably agree with him on that one.
I don't think Liverpool are going to sign him, if I'm perfectly honest.
Pepe?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
But That's because I don't know the journalists that are talking about it. I think if the Liverpool journalists start talking about it, I'll start to believe it a little bit more. That's not to say that we won't, but I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. I can't see us signing Fernandes and Pepe. I just don't think it's there for us this season. Ooh, LFC Aaron just put six trophies in there. Aaron, can you explain what these six trophies are all about, please? What does that mean? I love that.
Johnny Walker, lactate test for Pajak. That's content for MXP, that.
No. You see, I'm older than James Milner by a few years, first and foremost, and I've not been an elite athlete ever in my life. So,
who'd win, you or Paul?
Me.
You.
Paul has lost a lot of weight, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have the competitive drive that I have.
Do you not think? I mean, I've seen him a pro Evo up there.
I mean, he's sitting on his arse playing a computer game. That says it all, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'll happily challenge him to it.
I'd there love to see you to
a lecture. I think that's a good idea. Yeah. But, you know.
Okay, well, I'll get insane and damn it. Ask Chris where he gets that T-shirt from. RedmanTV.com. Thank you, Dave. I prefer Fernandes over Pep, though, says Nam Scrickamble. Scrickamble? Remix.
The different players. Can Fernandes play out wide, or is he just central?
I think he's more central, to be honest with you. Yeah. DOB says Fernandes over Pepe as well. Interesting. The Pepe things, I think, is more interesting for me in that. I think there's a lot of talk about Bruno Fernandes, and I understand why, but I'd like us to go a little bit more under the radar and get another superstar from a league that's not as fancied and stuff like that. So I don't know, I think I'd like that one. One more, then let's get it. Have you got a good one for us, Si?
Just a couple on Milner. Someone said Milner could become a great coach in the future, in my opinion. And DOB says Milner could honestly play Premier level football into his 40s if he chooses. And the way he's going, I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
Yeah, look, I think a lot has been made of the lactate test, like a huge amount, and rightfully so. I think, you know, 33 years old, you do that when Joe Gomez is 22 years old and he's there or thereabouts. But what it doesn't measure and what deteriorates more than your aerobic capacity at that age is the amount of sprints you can do in 90 minutes and it's all, and the movement and all that type of stuff. That's more important than your aerobic capacity. That doesn't start to deteriorate until you're well into your 40s and your 50s. So the way that he's going right now, aerobically, he'll be absolutely fine for it. It's whether those quick movements left and right and knees and all that type of stuff, whether that type of stuff holds up. But the way he's playing right now and the form that he was in the last 2 years, I agree. I think, you know, he'll be looking at 38, 39. What's happening is sports science has come in at a time when he's in the middle of his career, but he looked after himself from when he was a young lad. He broke in really early. He was at 16, 17 years old for Leeds. He's had a great career and he's looked after himself and he's treated it seriously. And now he's reaping the benefits. Yeah. You know, I think I'm right to say he's the only Premier League winner in our squad now that Daniel Sturridge is gone.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Premier League winner. He's a European Cup winner. I'm sure he's won the FA Cup as well. I mean, the experience that you mentioned that he's got is completely invaluable.
Klopp must love him to bits.
Absolutely.
Must love him to bits. I think just the way he conducts himself, I just think he's brilliant to have around the squad.
Well, listen, it's been the Daily News Show. It's the first one ever. Thank you to the 634 people that joined us over here on Red Men News. Thank you, of course, to Unibet for partnering up with us.
724 now.
724 of you beautiful bastards. I love it. I love it. 727 if you include me, Si, and Ben. 726 because I'm not beautiful. But there we go. Thanks very much for joining us. Subscribe if you're here and you've clicked through from Twitter or something. It's going to be here every single weekday, daily news, until we can be asked not doing it anymore, which will be, with my aerobic capacity, around 43 years of age. So you've got at least 7 years of this shit to come. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.